pants?
Got a red cover on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, red skin on.
Yeah. Okay, is it white in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of potatoes do people often have, like at Thanksgiving or Christmas? Sort of a traditional sort of thing.
Oh, sweet potatoes.
Okay. Any other names for that?
I think yam.
Okay, so the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a vegetable that has a real strong odor and if you slice it, it makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
Okay. What's the kind of vegetable that you put, like you get in gumbo? Sometimes you get it just in plain soup, but sliced up in gumbo.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, and then there's...
Peppers?
Yeah, keep going. It comes green like this in a little pod about this long, and they slice it like this. And if you eat it just by itself, my husband hates them because they're slimy. If you just cook it boiled, it's fine. But if you slice it and cook it in cornmeal, which is what my mother used to do, fry it, you know, then
what we had all the summer.
Okra.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I like it too. Do you like it? Do you like it just boiled?
No, fried.
Yeah, me too. I grew okra this summer. I had a garden in the backyard. That those okra plants are still standing there.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, real long.
Yeah.
That's what I should include in the garden because that's what.
Did you have one?
No, my parents grow all that stuff. He's got a big garden. And
yeah.
Everything I mentioned, I think, is what he's got in his garden. And I forgot okra, which is his bumper crop.
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing.
Uh-huh. My okra this year was the only thing that did. The squash rotted. I don't know why. I don't know what happened to it. But it got this green, black mold. Gross.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either, but it sure. And I had some good squash the year before. Oh, yeah. And the tomatoes didn't do very good this year. And, well, last summer, it's funny, I planted the garden, and I was in town for about a month, and then I left for 8 weeks. When I got back, the garden was just producing like crazy. And the tomatoes were great. This summer, I didn't leave.
Trying to tell you something.
Yeah, I think. And I sprayed it, you know, I sprayed for bugs and everything, and nothing helped. Even the onions died. Now, how you kill onions, I don't know.
That's hard to do.
It is. Yeah.
This wasn't your year.
It wasn't. What do you call fresh, young onions that are still skinny? You just pull them right out.
Shallots.
Okay. If you leave an apple or a plum sitting around, the skin will all dry up and, what's another word for dry up?
Withered.
Okay, and another word? Like if your kid stays in the bathroom too long, you know, he looks...
Wrinkled.
Okay, any other word?
No.
Okay. What do you call vegetables that are leafy and come in heads?
Lettuce.
Okay, anything else?
Oh, there's cabbage.
Okay. Talking about cabbage, you'd say, talk about how big, you'd say, these cabbage, make that sentence for me.
Are big?
Do the whole thing, would you?
These cabbage are big.
Okay. Green beans, like that you eat in the pod. What are some kinds of beans that you don't, that you eat, you know, to get out of the pod?
Oh, pinto beans.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Lima beans.
So what's the difference between pinto beans